那个他所爱的门徒就在他旁边。
And his the disciple that he loved was sitting next to him.
坐起来之后，他说就离席站起来。
And he stood up.
然后脱了衣服。
He took off his coat.
那个时候不知道有没有领带，如果有的话，他肯定也脱了。
He didn't have a tie, but if he did, he probably took it off.
然后他拿一条毛巾。
And he took a towel.
拿毛巾做什么呢
？What do you do with a towel?
束腰。
He put it around his waist.
为什么要束腰呢
？Why did he put it around his waist?
因为当时以色列妇人家里面都是有仆人的，都是有奴隶的，有好多人家里面有奴隶的，有仆人的。
Because in those days the household had servants.
他们的仆人就是这个装扮。
And this is how they dressed.
所以当他这种做的时候，你想想门徒在那里面他有什么样的感受呢
？So as they were, as the disciples were watching, what do you think came went through their minds?
他一边在看，一边在想，耶稣今天在做什么呢
？They're at the same time they're looking, they're wondering what is Jesus doing?
他是我的主啊，我是他的仆人。今天他怎么有一个仆人的装扮呢
？He's my master, I'm his disciple. What is he doing?
正在他们还在很困惑的时候，耶稣就把水拿出来。
So as they were wondering, Jesus took some water in a basin.
然后就开始给他的门徒洗脚。
He started to wash his disciples' feet.
洗了门徒的脚，就用束在他腰间的毛巾给他擦干。
After he had washed his disciples' feet, he took the towel and dried the feet.
你知道那个时候的脚啊，他们是穿拖鞋的，不像电还有皮革的皮鞋可以穿。
You know, at that time, the people wore sandals.
你知道穿拖鞋在地上走的时候，有很多脏东西都在他们鞋子那边的。
So then, when we're wearing sandals in the dirt roads, your feet get dirty.
感谢神呐，今天垫的脚没有那么臭，也没有那么脏。
He says, "My feet don't stink."
但是这个事情完了之后，耶稣有一个信息要告诉他们。
And after this, Jesus had a message for them.
耶稣说。在第十五节的时候，在第十四节、十五节这样说了，他说：“我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”
I'm gonna pair. Oh, there it is. Okay. He said in John 13:14, "Now that I, your Lord and Teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet."I set for you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
所以既然耶稣有这样一个榜样，并且他命令我们彼此去做。
So Jesus set an example and he commanded us to follow his example.
彼此就是有彼有此嘛。
彼此。所以 one another.
所以现在如果只是我给Dan一个人洗脚的话，这不公平嘛，就没有只有彼没有此了。
So it's to one another, so if,He just washes my feet. There's nothing. It's only one way. It's not fair.
So Jesus is 挑战我们每一个人，让我们彼此去洗脚。所以 Dan 也应该给我洗脚才对。
So we should be doing this one to another. So it's my turn.
Too. 他说他要把他的领带也拿开。 耶稣呼召我们彼此洗脚。
Jesus asked us to wash each other's feet.
不只是这个表面意义上面的洗脚，不只是把水拿出来，把毛巾拿出来洗一个臭脚，或者洗一个干净的脚而已，不只是这样。
It's not just this outward appearance of washing feet.
他的意思是让我们彼此去服侍，因为洗脚是服侍的一个记号。
But his meaning was that we should serve each other.
是做仆人的一个象征。
Being like a servant to serve.
是顺服主人的一个象征。
It's obeying, it's following the Lord to serve.
是成全你所服侍对象的一个象征。
成全。
Build up
each other in serving.
所以我在我们的生活当中，我们有很多事情可以去彼此洗脚，可以去服侍别人。
So then in many situations, there are opportunities for each of us to serve each other in washing feet.
也许你在家里面简单的倒垃圾或者是做家务就是一个服侍的机会。
Such as being at home and taking out the garbage.
或者在你的邻居跟邻居做朋友，或者在你的工作场合以恩慈对他们，这就是服侍他们的机会。
Or with your neighbors, or with your office workers, there's a way to serve them.
在服侍的过程当中，我想都会有一些难受的，就像你洗脚是一个很难受的一个过程。
And in serving, there will be difficulties. It won't be easy sometimes.
因为你服侍的时候，你要把自己的东西放下。
Because when you serve, you have to.You have to put yourself down.
把你自己的资源拿出来被人使用。
You have to use your resources in order to serve.
把你自己的观点放弃来成全对方的观点。
And also put down, sometimes you have to put down your point of view.
有时候你碰到很大的困难，比如说，神让我们做一个和平的使者，你想去使人家和平。Peacemaker.
Say you want to be a peacemaker.
但是当你去调解两边的时候，你跟 A 讲，你跟 B 讲。
But when you go meet the people, you talk to A, you talk to B.
但是 A 却认为你对 B 更好，偏袒 B.
And but A,
A thinks you are on B's side.
A thinks you're on B's.Oh, he said it. You're on B's side.
但是 B 也认为你是对 A 好，对他不好。
And then B thinks, well, you're treating him A more fairly, more than you like him more than me.
所以你就很难受，你就一边冤枉，一边站在那里难受，你就想为什么我要帮你们呢
？So you're here suffering. You are trying to do something good, but then your good caused you to suffer.
但是。神呼召我们就是这样去服侍别人。
But Jesus still asks us to serve.
或者当你约好了去别人家去接谁，要帮他去做什么样的事情，到了约定的时间，五分钟、十分钟过去了，他还没有出现。
Or say you agreed to pick up somebody, you go to their house to pick them up, and 5 minutes, 10 minutes, nobody's there.
你会很难受，对。
但
这就是服侍。
And you say, you know.
耶稣说你们要
that's still service.
耶稣说你们要彼此洗脚，彼此服侍。
So Jesus says you need to wash each other's feet to serve each other.
因为他已经立了榜样，我们要效法他。
Because he's already given us example, and we need to follow.
不光是耶稣呼召我们效法他。
Not only did he ask us to follow him.
圣经也其他的使徒。也呼召我们来效法耶稣。
But also his disciples also asked us to follow him.
罗马书第八章二十九节。
Romans 8:29.
所以你们要效法神儿子的模样。
You are to follow the son's example.
彼得前书the image of the son of God. 彼得前书第二章的第二十一节。
1 Peter 2:21.
他说：“你们要顺着他的脚踪行，你们要随着他的脚踪行。
”You should follow in his footsteps.
提摩太前书的第一章第十六节。
1 Timothy 1:16.
他说：“我从前是怎么样的有这个恩慈，应该耶稣基督展现出来他的这个恩慈，他的容忍作为我们的榜样，我们要顺服他，要效法他。”
But for the very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
而且耶稣基督所给的忍耐是对我这个坏人，对我这个坏人当中的罪人当中的罪魁所忍耐，所显示的忍耐。
And Jesus gave expressed patience towards each one of us.
所以他呼召我们要跟随耶稣的例子，要去忍耐，要去服侍。
So he also asked us to have the same patience towards others.
而且不光是耶稣呼召我们要跟随他，也不光是使徒呼召我们去效法耶稣。
So not only did Jesus ask us to follow him, not only the disciples asked us to follow in his footsteps.
还有一个很奇怪的现象，还有几个很奇怪的现象，就是使徒甚至呼召我们去效法使徒的榜样。
But also the apostles themselves said, "Follow my example."
在哥林多前书的第十一章第一节。
1 Corinthians 11:1. The Paul says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
当你说效法基督，我很愿意去效法哈。让我效法一个罪人，虽然他贵为使徒，但他还是一个罪人。让我去效法他，好像有点商榷的余地啊。
It's easy to say, let's, you know, I can follow Jesus, but you're asking me to follow another sinner as an example. That's not easy to think.
但你知道在圣经里面使徒所讲的话记载在圣经里面圣经的话跟耶稣所讲的话是同等的权威
but we know that
圣经的话都是权柄的
but these are words from the Bible and we know that the Bible is true and so this, what the apostles said was true
也就是说这就是神所呼召我们做的事情
so this is what God has asked us to do
神呼召我们去效法使徒效法耶稣的榜样
He asked us to follow the example of the apostles.
还有更多的经文的太多太多，我们就举几个例子啊。这个腓立比书的第三章十七节，以及帖撒罗尼迦后书的第三章第七节，都讲到类似的事情。
So there's many other Bible verses that we can look at that talk about this, talk about following Christ's example.
因为第一，这是神的命令，让我们去效法这些事。
The first is that we are, it is Christ's command to follow him.
第二，当我们来看着这个使徒的好的榜样，我们去效法他的时候，就更加体现出我们的谦卑来。
Then, and also, second is to follow the example of the disciples.
因为我们意识到，这个人就是神摆在我生命当中，让我来顺服他的权柄，让我来效法他。
Because this is the person that God put in our lives, and we need to follow them.
而且不光如此，甚至还有让我们效法他的门徒的。
But also to follow the apostles.
Apostles followers.
Apostles followers.
在第提摩太前书的第四章十二节。
1 Timothy 4:12.
这个是写给提摩太的。提摩太是个年轻的牧师。
This is a was written to Timothy. Timothy was a young minister.
保罗甚至讲，他说其他的人要效法。
And Paul is writing to Timothy, "Don't let anyone look down on you, but you are to be an example to the believers."
他对提多也是说类似的话。
And he said this, the same thing to Titus.
也是呼召我们对提多有类似的态度。
To set an example for what is good.
彼得也是一样。
Peter also.
彼得他说你们这些做长老的做领袖的你们这些做耶稣门徒的你们要为群羊做榜样
And you, likewise you leaders of the church need to be examples to your believers to the church
所以感谢神神今天给我们的命令不只是一个让我们效法基督而已
So thank the Lord the command is just not one command to follow the Lord
而是在这个效法基督当中，他给我们很丰富的一个解释，什么叫效法基督
？But he gives us a full lesson.
当我们效法基督的模样去服侍别人，去效法那些好榜样的时候，就是在效法基督。
And when we follow example of others, then we will be following the Lord.
所以我们称自己为基督徒啊。
So we call ourselves Christians.
有时候我们称自己是门徒，有时候称自己是学生，或者是 主的仆人。
We call ourselves disciples or believers or God's servant.
或者我们称我们自己为神的儿女。
Or God's children.
对，好像我们头上戴了很多这个帽子一样，我们有这个儿女的帽子，有学生的帽子，有仆人的帽子，也有门徒的帽子。
So we wear different hats. You know, we call ourselves different things: a disciple, child of God, etc.
所有的这些帽子都有一个共同的特点。
And all these have the same.
就是要跟随神，就是要效法。
Just to follow Christ, follow God.
感谢神，我们今天有机会在基督的榜样之下，在使徒的榜样之下，在使徒的门徒的榜样之下，来学习怎么样效法。
So tonight, or today, we have the opportunity to follow Christ.Follow his example. Follow the example of his disciples. Follow the examples of those who they taught.
所以求神给我们智慧，给我们力量，在我们的生活的每一个层面当中，都来学习服侍别人，去效法基督。
So may the Lord give us strength to be able to serve others.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你，你透过你的儿子耶稣基督给我们带来的救恩。
That through Jesus you bring us salvation.
因为他的舍己，因为他的受难。
Because of his suffering.
你拯救我们。
You have saved us.
你自己得到荣耀。
And you have gained the glory.
你让万膝都跪拜，万口都承认主耶稣基督是主。
So that.The whole world, the 10,000s will call you, will glorify you.
今天让你自己得到最大的荣耀。
And Lord, today you have the greatest glory.
把你的平安赐给我们。
And then you have given us your peace.
把你的力量赐给我们，让我们可以去彼此服侍。
And you have given us strength to be able to serve each other.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.And now it gets easier because I don't have to translate.
现在简单一点了，我不用再翻译了。
So Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many."
马可福音十章四十五节说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是服侍人。
So when in John, when it says Jesus showed his love to the very end,
当约翰福音里面讲神爱他们就爱到底
，that washing his feet was just the beginning.
给门徒洗脚其实只是爱他们到底的其中一个开始而已。
We all agree that just the washing of feet wasn't the final example that he was giving to them.
我们都同意，我们也知道，耶稣给门徒洗脚并不是他的最终的目的。
But we would all agree that his ultimate example was dying on the cross for us.
我们也同意，我们也知道他最终极的服侍就是他死在十字架上面。
You know, Jesus himself said, "Greater love has no man than this, to lay down one's life for one of his friends."
耶稣自己也讲，他说人的爱没有比这个更大的。就是为他的朋友舍命。
You know, too often when we come to Easter, we think in terms of the suffering of Jesus.
当我们来纪念这个复活节的时候，我们常常就想到他身体上面的一些受苦。
The physical suffering, you know, the crown of thorns pushed down on his head, the whips that tore his flesh.
想到那些鞭子抽在他的身上，有这个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
Or the heavy cross that he had to carry, or the nails that pierced his hands and feet.
或者想到很沉重的十字架，他必须要去背负，或者想到他钉子深深的扎在他的身上。
But there is something more than that that I want us to think about.
但是有比那个更大的痛苦，我希望大家一起来思考。
In the past years during our Easter service, we've talked about the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross.
在过去的好多年，这个受难节的时候，我们常常都会讲耶稣在十字架上面所讲的七句话。
But there is one of those sayings that I find theologically difficult for me to comprehend.
在那七句话当中，有一句话从神学意义上讲， 对我个人而言是非常困难去理解。
This comes from Matthew 27:40. Actually, it's recorded in two Gospels, Matthew and Mark. They're very, very similar. It says, about 3:00 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这句话两次记载在圣经当中它这两处呢都是非常类似。其中一处是在马太福音的第27:46，耶稣说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？”Now scholars tell us, biblical scholars tell us that a good Jew would recognize this as the beginning of Psalm 22.
当时的这个圣经的学者都会告诉我们说，当时的犹大拉比他们一听就知道是从诗篇第22来的。
You know, it's like when somebody starts singing a song and everybody recognizes the song and everybody starts joining in.
所以当大家看到有些话语是很熟悉的，是从这个诗篇里面来的，他们就会一起来跟着这个诗唱。
So someone who heard this phrase, "My God, My God, why have you forsaken me?" They will remember, "Oh yeah, Psalm 22 starts that way."
当他们听到说我的神我的神为什么离弃我的时候，他们就会想到哦，诗篇22里面就有这样的话。
And if you read Psalm 22, you'll see that what Jesus is going through is very similar to what the person is going through in Psalm 22.
当你读诗篇22的时候，你就会发现那里面所描述的状况跟耶稣死在十字架上面的状况是非常非常
So they're supposed to make that connection.
所以他们就彼此连接起来了。
ButI'm not going to talk about that tonight. You can go home and read it and see for yourself.
今天晚上我不会谈这个，你回家自己读。
But I want to think in a different direction.
我想从另外一个角度来思考这个问题。
Merriam-Webster Dictionary, for the definition for the word forsake says to renounce or turn away from entirely.
这个韦氏字典上面对离弃这个词有一个解释。它的解释就是说，要么就是放弃他，要么就是离弃，而且是全然的离弃他。
So the word forsaken means one who has been renounced, one who has been turned, rejected or turned away from.
所以离弃，被离弃，或者是离弃的那个人，就好像跟他彻底的断绝了关系，被离开，放弃了。
So let's think about that a little bit.
所以我们从这个角度来思考。
You know, I don't know how many of you know, I grew up in a Christian family.
我不知道有多少人了解我的状况。我是在一个基督教的家庭当中长大的。
My parents were missionaries, or you can say pastors. My father was a pastor.
我的父母是那宣教士，是牧师。
So when I was growing up, you know, I was constantly told you need to behave. You need to be a good example.
当我成长的过程当中呢，我就常常被提醒，你应该立下一个好的榜样，你应该有好的行为。
And for the most part, I was a pretty good kid.
绝大部分的时候，我都还是蛮好的一个好孩子。
I got good grades.
我的成绩还不错。
Didn't get any fights.
Fight.
Didn't get into fights.
没有跟人家打架。
Yeah. Okay. And as good as I was not perfect.
虽然我很好，但是我也知道我不完全。
And I, you know, although I was a Christian, I constantly fought to be good for God.
在作为一个基督徒，我就常常要想着，我就说，哦，为神我要做好。
Like, you know, am I going to be a good enough Christian?
我想要做一个很好的一个基督徒。
And I finally realized one day that I would never be good enough.
终于有一天，我意识到自己，我永远都不会做到一个。
No matter how much good I did, no matter how, it just wasn't good enough to outweigh the guilt that I felt whenever I did something bad.
不管我多么的努力，不管我多么的尝试要去做一个好的基督徒，但是我意识到我永远都没办法这个功过相抵。
And that's when I realized that Jesus had to die for me.
就是在那个时候。我认识到自己的罪，我意识到耶稣基督必须为我的罪而死。
I was the one that put Jesus on the cross.
我就是那位把耶稣钉在十字架
上。He died for my sin.
他为我的罪而死。
I don't know. Maybe I know we're in a room full of imperfect people.
我知道这个房间里面的大家都是不完美的人。
And I don't know whether you felt this way.
你也许也跟我的感同身受一样。
In this room of imperfect people, there's a lot of pain.
你知道，在这个世界上，这个大家不完美，有很多的痛苦。
And I don't know where you're. It may be, at your work with your coworkers.
或者在你的工作场合跟你的同事之间。
It may be at home.
或者在家里面。
It may be in your marriage.
或者在婚姻当中。
Between parents and children.
或者在亲子当中。
But Jesus died on the cross, taking your pain, taking the guilt of your sin.
但是耶稣就是为你的罪，为你的痛苦而死在十字架上面。
But not just you and me.
不光是你和我。
The whole world.
这整个世界都是这样。
Okay, what's the current population now of the world?
大家知道现在人口，世界人口是多少呢？
7.6 billion, who said that? Mayo.
Good job.
I just looked that up last night.
我是昨天晚上才查了这个数字的。
Alright, so not only my sin, your sin, 7.6 billion people in the world, Jesus died for.
不只是我的罪，你的罪，而是76亿。
1 John 2:2 says, He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
这个约翰一书的第二章第二节说，耶稣为我们的罪。约翰一书的第二章第二节，这边讲到，他为我们的罪。做了挽回祭，不单是为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Okay, so that's now. You, me, 7.6 billion people now.
所以这是大家，你，我，全世界的，普天下人的罪。
How about all the people before us too?
还有，在那个之前的人怎么办？
So how many people have there have been before us? Anybody know?
有多少人是在我们这个世界之人口之前的？有人知道有多少人吗？
I saw a video that Tony Evans said the number of people now equals probably the number of people that came before us.
有一个报告，有人说我们现在的这些人的人数大概跟我们过去的人数差不多大。
So that would be 15 billion.
所以加起来就大概是150亿了。
But on the internet last night, I saw a UN study that says 108 billion.
有另外一个。报告是说，1800亿。
So I don't know how they got the numbers because you know they had to make as I was reading the article they had to make a lot they have to make a lot of assumptions way back then.
我不知道他们是怎么得出这个数据来的，但是他们得到这个结果的时候，一定做了很多的前提假设，然后才计算出来的。
But that doesn't matter. The point is Jesus died for my sin, your sin, all the people now and all the people before.And all the people coming.
但那些数字都不是很重要。我们的重点是耶稣基督为你的罪，为我的罪，为现在这个世界上的罪，为过去的人的罪，为将来的人的罪。
And let's just think through human history. You can think of times in our history where human history where there was a lot of suffering.
你可以想一想人类历史当中有多少的苦难。
You like Stalin, like Hitler, the World Wars.
斯大林或者希特勒或者世界第二次世界大战
or the slave trade that was in the south to today's human trafficking
或者在南部的这些奴隶制度
or the race or the wars one ethnic group against another
或者彼此之间的仇恨种族之间的仇恨
coming to today where people just shoot each other
或者到现在
mass shootings
有很多人就是在这个枪杀当中有很多人。
So much pain.
太多的太多了。
So much guilt.
太多的罪恶。
Think about it. Jesus took my pain, your guilt, 7.6, whatever number you want to think, 108 billion before us, more to come after us, all that pain.
大家想一想，耶稣基督把你我的罪恶和痛苦拿走。把70多亿或者任何数字你所能想象的这些数字，这些人 的罪恶和痛苦拿走。
And he took all that and put it on Jesus while he was on the cross.
他把这些所有的从你我的身上拿走之后，放在自己的身上。
I mean, it's like taking garbage and just dumping one bucket after another on top of somebody.
他不只是像倒垃圾一样，从这个垃圾从一个地方倒到另外一个地方。
But you know what? It wasn't. When I think about it, I was thinking that you know Jesus just was. It was like Jesus getting slammed with garbage.
当我想这个的时候呢，我是想到耶稣把这些所有的垃圾都倒在他自己的身上。
But the irony of it is, he took it. He gladly took it for us.
但是具有这个反合性的就是耶稣把这些垃圾这些苦难拿了放到他自己来承担。
My college roommate gave a devotion once when I was in my college days.
在我大学的时候这个有一个灵修的一个经历。
And he gave a devotion about this very topic, and he read the passage, and he said during his devotion that Jesus actually became sin.
在这个灵修的过程当中，我看到这样一节的经文，说耶稣成为罪。
And I said, "Oh, no way! I need to talk to him afterwards. That can't be theologically correct."
然后我听到他所分享的时候，我就觉得这个不太对，我这个神学上面应该不太正确。我这个灵修完了之后，我要跟他单独谈一谈。
So I confronted him afterwards. I said, "You know, the sin was, you know, Jesus stayed. He was still God, and the sin was just placed on him."
所以我就跟他讲，耶稣还是神，这个罪呢，只是放在他身上而已，他不可能成为罪的。
But then he showed me the verse, 2 Corinthians 5:21.
但是他呢，却把这个经文给我看，指出我当时的问题来。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
哥林多后书第五章21节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So watch carefully now.All the sins that has ever happened, that will happen, your sin, my sin, in one moment put on Christ.
所有的罪，你的罪，我的罪，所有人的罪，现在的罪，过去的和将来的罪，这些罪在那个时刻都在耶稣的身上。
And not only that, now this is the theologically hard part.
不光是那样，但是神学上比较难理解的就是现在这一点。
He became sin.
他成为罪。
Dr. Tony Evans says it was at this very moment there was a break in the Trinity.
所以那个教授就说，在某一个时刻，在那个三位一体的神当中，在那个时刻，耶稣有一个分离。
And that's why God had to turn, because he was pure and holy. He could not look at sin.
这是因为神是圣洁的，所以他不能够看那个罪。
And that's why Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这就是为什么耶稣在十字架上面那样叫，说我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
You know, the good news is that second part of that verse.
但是我们看到第二部分的这个经文才是一个更好的消息。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might have righteousness,
become the righteousness of God. 替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So this was Christ's ultimate show of servanthood to us.
所以这是耶稣服侍我们的最终极的一个服侍。
His ultimate demonstration of love.
这是他最终极的对我们的爱。
To take all our sin, take all our pain, take all our suffering and guilt.
把我们所有的罪，把我们所有的痛苦，把我们的所有的内疚拿走。
So we could be righteous before God.
所以我们可以在他里面成为神的义。
We're going to go into the time of communion very shortly.
很快我们就有一个圣餐的时间。
And whenever we talk about communion, we always say, let's take some time to examine ourselves.
我们常常在圣餐之前，我们说我们应该自己反省。
This is an opportunity to lay your burdens down at the cross.
所以这是我们一个机会，来到神的十字架的面前反省自己。
All that pain, all that hurt, is nothing that you don't. you don't have to hold on to it again anymore. You can give it to Jesus. He's taking it for you.
所有的痛苦，所有的罪恶，所有的难受，我们不需要再去持有它。我们可以把这一切放在耶稣身上，耶稣愿意替我们承担。
So in a moment, I'm going to ask you freely to come up. We have sticky notes there. We're not going to read them, but you write down your burdens, and then put them on the cross. Jesus has taken them for you. You can. It's time for you to give it up.
所以现在是一个机会，也可以是大家在前面来，这里有一个小的纸条，大家在前面可以写上自己一些的罪恶，一些的痛苦，让耶稣来替我们承担。
But I want to speak to two different people here.
在这个时候呢，我会跟两种First, 的人来讲话。
First is a seeker, if you haven't believed in Jesus yet.
第一类的是我们还在慕道的朋友当中。慕道朋友，如果你还没有信耶稣基督的话
，Jesus died for you.
耶稣为你的罪而死了。
For your sins, for your hurts, for your pain.
他为你的罪，为你的痛苦，为你的难受，这一切都死在十字架上面。
And he says in Matthew, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
他在马太福音里面说，他说你们这些劳苦重担的人，可以到我面前来，我让你们得安息。
This is your opportunity to come.To come to him.
所以这是你的一个机会，你可以来到神的面前。
The second person is to the Christians, especially us here at C4.
第二类人就是我们已经相信耶稣基督的基督徒。
I want us to take a moment to be honest with each other.
我想大家在神的面前来对大家彼此敞开透明。
We have had a few rough years here.
我们教会。在过去这几年也是经历了很多的苦难。
Many different opinions, many hurt feelings, feelings of disunity.
有这个痛苦的，有这个不和的。
I mean, that's what I hear a lot.
就我听到的一些。
Between the time that Jesus washed his disciples' feet up to when he died, he had many things to say to us that we need to hear tonight.
在耶稣为门徒洗脚和到他 为罪人死在十字架之间这个时间，耶稣做了很多的事情，耶稣也讲了很多的话，这也是今天晚上我们要讲的一些话。
Let me read them to you.
这个他为你们做了什么样的事情。
John 13:34
约翰福音十三章。
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved youSo you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
约翰福音的十三章三十四节开始，他说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是要你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”
Just a couple chapters later, Jesus says again in John 15:17, "This is my command: love each other."
就是在这个两章之后，在第十五章的第十七节，我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
And then John 17, a couple chapters later.
两章之后，在第十七章的时候。
And this is real, you know, when I first read this, as a young person, I thought, this is the coolest verse ever.
当我年轻的时候读了这个经文，我就觉得，这个经文是最酷的一段经文。
Because this is one verse in the Bible where,I see Jesus actually prayed for me.
是在圣经里面说一句话，甚至耶稣就为我在祷告。
He says, "My prayer, Jesus, this is Jesus' prayer. My prayer is not for them alone, speaking about the disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you and are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe."That you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面， 使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合二为一，像我们合二为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合二为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have a challenge tonight.
所以我们今天面临着一个挑战。
To love one another.
我们彼此之间要彼此相爱。
I know there's differing opinions, and there will always be differing opinions, no matter what group you're in.
我知道大家很多人有不同的观点，而且无论你怎么样的努力，总会有不同观点的存在。
But we must commit to follow Christ.
但是我们必须在耶稣的面前委身来效法基督。
Keep him ahead of us.
是他在我们当中居首位。
And commit to working with one another.
我们也彼此委身，我们要彼此相爱。
Working through our differences.
就把这些不同的事情放在一起来讨论。
Because that's what Christ wants.
因为这就是耶稣想要我们做的事情。
So tonight, yeah, when I came to this part, I had difficulty in knowing what to say, what to convey to us.
所以当来到这个时间的时候，我也觉得很困难，不知道怎么样把神的这个信息传递到我们当中来。
But maybe there is need for forgiveness tonight. Somebody needs to walk to somebody.And ask for forgiveness. Somebody needs to walk to somebody and say, "Let's start over."
也许是我们需要彼此寻求原谅。有人应该来到某人的面前说我得罪了，我现在请求你的原谅。
And I'll just be realistic. You know, just because we say we want to commit to unity doesn't mean everything's going to be solved now. But I am hoping that through this.Through this exercise, we would show each other, we would show the Lord that we want unity, that we want to serve together.
我们要现实一点，并不是说我们今天来这里立志要追求合一，马上就可以拿到合一，而是说我们至少有这样一个委身，有这样一个心愿，我们愿意来迎接神的这个挑战，让我们至少是朝着合一的方向在行进。
So.Take a few minutes. Examine before we go to the communion table. Examine yourself. Come to the cross. Leave your burdens on the cross.
所以请大家花几分钟的时间在这个音乐声当中省察自己然后可以来到面前，可以写下自己需要的神原谅的一些事情，可以贴在或者是钉在这个十字架上面。
Okay, come forward.This is a way for you to say, I commit to my brothers and sisters.
这是你对弟兄姐妹所对他们说我要委身基督，我们要彼此相爱的一个举动。
I'm going to pray shortly, but if the Lord leads you to come up, just keep coming.
若神感动你，继续在他的面前认罪，悔改，请你们还可以继续的进来，继续的往前来。
And after I pray, we're going to sing a song, but to continue, if the Lord leads you, don't stop coming.
所以，不要停止，若神感动你，来到神的面前立志，来到神的面前，委身，请你们继续来，很快我们会唱一首歌来做回应。
Dear Father, these pieces of paper are just words, but we wanted to represent our hearts.
天父，我们愿意到你的面前来，愿意用这些事情来表达我们对你的爱。
Lord, we pray that these, as we have corporately together shown a desire to commit to you.
当我们在这里，大家一起有这样的一个共同的心愿，来寻求在神里面合一的时候。
Pray that you would help us.
你帮助我们。
To love one another.
你帮助我们有爱心去彼此相爱。
Lord, when we have differing opinions,
当我们有不同观点的时候，
Lord, may we learn to listen to each other.
帮助我们来学习怎么样去聆听对方，
to respect each other,
去彼此尊重。
Lord, that we may glorify you by learning to work together, and that the world may know, can see us and say, yes, those are real Christ followers.
当我们彼此尊重，彼此相爱的时候，世人就认出我们是你的门徒了。世人就会说，啊，这些人就是彼此尊重，他们真是基督的，跟随者了。
Lord, we know in ourselves we can't do that.
主啊，我们也知道，凭着我们的肉体，我们没办法。
So we ask you, your spirit to be among us, to help us to learn to love each other.
所以我们就祈求你的圣灵来住在我们当中，来做你自己的事情，透过我们做你的事情，彼此相爱。